from the Deseret News. Was able to catch up with Tyler Hawes and his pops, Marty. Brad, how you living?
I am doing well. This time of year is pretty interesting for the local players. Now, you know, no guarantees on those guys, but a chance for them.
Yeah, I'm just happy that Tyler Hawes is getting an opportunity to compete. He's been invited to a number of different workouts. He's already visited Phoenix, Dallas, Utah. He's got a slew of others on the list. He's in the best shape of his life, and he seems pretty optimistic, Brad.
He does. And, you know, I think that's a really good sign. And as his dad was telling me, he said, you know, if there is an interest, you wouldn't be going to all those teams. That's a plus sign. I guess the thing that made me wonder about, I was thinking that too, and then I got thinking, well, the Jazz brought in 100 people last year. So I don't know what that means. I mean, I don't know that they all do that. I don't know what that means with bringing them in. But I think Ty, you know, I mean, he didn't become the all-time leading scorer at a really, really good basketball program by accident.
What is the worst case scenario, in your opinion? Did you ask Tyler or Marty what they deem as maybe the worst case scenario for Tyler and his pro prospects?
You're a genius. I wish I'd have thought to put it that way. What's the very bottom level? It would have made a good answer. I did ask him what his scenarios were. It sounded to me like they're planning no minimum of him playing in Europe. And you look at guys like Travis Hansen, you look at guys like Marty Hawes that went over there and made a really good living and had, you know, relative stability compared to bouncing around at camps, you know, for NBA teams. And that's not really a bad option. I just remember talking, when I talked to Marty the other day, I said, I remember talking once to Andy, I think it was Andy Toulson. And I'm hoping they'll forgive me if I got the wrong party, sir, but I think Andy told me that Devin Durant told him, play as long as you can play, wherever it is. Just play, because we all get hung up with, oh, well, he didn't make it in the NBA. Well, you know, go play a couple of years in Europe. And, you know, suddenly you're 40 and you're going, hey, I could have played 10 years in Europe or something like that. So I think they're taking that mindset. And Marty had a really good experience. He played 2 years in Belgium, Tyler's dad. And I think they're gung-ho for that if that happened.
Brad, did you talk to them about Tyler not making it to the combine, if there was any insight from scouts and agents on why that didn't occur?
We got sidetracked on that. I was actually on my list of questions. We got off something else and ran out of time, and I forgot to ask him. But yeah, because that was a little bit down my list. That combine's a pretty elite group, and those are probably the guys that the teams are really seriously looking at drafting. So what that, you know, that what tells me is the odds of him being drafted aren't that high, but I think teams think that he can play, and he might fill a role.
Marty Hawes, the father, gave, I think, some sound advice to Tyler. He told you that he told Tyler that he shouldn't be enamored with the NBA. This is about finding his spot. A lot of things go into the right fit. What did you think about that advice that he gave his son?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I think, you know, it's a good way to prepare yourself. And it's a really hard life if you set your goal and say, no matter what, I'm playing in the show. I'm playing in the NBA. And you get a couple of 10-day contracts, and then they let you go. And if you're drafted really, really low, you know, last of the second round, you know, they own the rights to you. So sometimes being a free agent and bouncing around, finding the best fit is even better than being drafted very low. But, you know, everybody wants to say they got drafted. I talked to one player once, I'm trying to remember who it was. And he said, you know what, no matter what you say, there's something about saying I was drafted in the NBA, even if you're the last guy drafted. But you know what? Ty is a really grounded guy. And I think he could thrive if he ended up playing over in Europe. It'd be a wonderful experience for him. And I think he'd do well. They like shooters. They like scorers in Europe. And he's all of that.
have to wonder, how do you influence a competitor such as Tyler to give up a dream that he's had for so long? I mean, I know it comes gradually. It doesn't come and just hit you like right in the face. Like, oh, surprise, you're not going to the NBA. You're not a valid prospect. And I'm not saying that Tyler's not going to make an NBA. Sure. He might just do it. But how can you influence a competitor like Tyler Haas to say, hey, sorry, hey, you need to hang up that dream and you need to go make yourself some money and find the right fit?
You know, there are a lot of guys out there like that for sure. And they just refuse to accept it. And they say, if I try hard enough and want it bad enough, I'm going to make it. And they don't. The nice part about Tyler Haas to me is this is a guy with a big worldview. This is a guy whose dad, who was born in Belgium, and a guy who was on a mission in the Philippines and has been all over. And I think that he probably would understand that a little better than some guys that think, you know, I don't have any other option. This is all I can do. I think all of us that know Ty figure, you know, he's going to do very well whatever he decides to do. I think the other thing that I found out, that you guys might have noticed this, but, you know, it seems to me that with BYU athletes, they get taken care of very well, too, by BYU boosters and fans. And it seems like all of them, whether they play in the NBA or not, end up being an executive in somebody's company.
Yep, I agree with that. That's the thing I like about and I love about and appreciate just being an alumni from BYU, and more so just that athletic background. You're a little bit more in the spotlight, and so you tend to get taken care of. Brad, do you think that if an opportunity doesn't come from the NBA with Tyler, do you think that he will maybe opt out of going overseas and putting more effort into training and working hard? I know that there in football, there's a couple of teammates and friends that had a brief opportunity with some NFL teams coming in during camp, didn't make the final roster, and instead of going straight to the CFL, they decided to just train harder for an entire year to try to make it, and then obviously, you know, things don't go as planned and end up not even having a career at all.
I think that's an interesting point. My experience, I don't see him doing that. I don't see him wasting too much time. And it seems to me in the NBA that, there are certain guys that don't fit the mold that will end up making it. But it is such a result-oriented, visible thing. But you can't really mask it if you aren't big enough or fast enough or strong enough. Maybe you can do it in some other sports, but the NBA, it's really hard to do it. So I think that a guy like Ty, if he goes to those camps and finds out there's not much interest and doesn't play in a summer league and all of that stuff, I think he'd look at the first chance in Europe. But I, you know, talking to Marty, I think his dad's been a really good influence on him, and Marty would have nothing but positive things to say. And as I remember when Marty was back there, I remember hearing that, you know, he was making good money, and he had some benefits that went with it. Sometimes you get over there, you get a contract in Europe, and you don't have to pay taxes. Or, you know, your housing is paid for and your car is paid for, et cetera, et cetera. And so you can, you know, you can put some money away playing over there and never play it, you know, a single play in the NBA.
Brad Rock from the Deseret News on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Brian kind of was leading me into this next question with the EuroLeague, but he didn't bring up this question, the D-League. I know there's always a debate going back and forth whether these players from the United States should, or even overseas, should stay in the EuroLeagues or come over to the States and play in the D-League. Would the D-League be an option? Were you able to ask Tyler that question?
Yeah, I think that's I didn't interview him. Jody did, because I was at the same time we were doing that, talking to Marty. But you know, I think that the D-League is an option, and I think that what happens is guys that come to summer camps and come to even the fall camp and don't make it with the NBA team will get assigned to the D-League teams. So if he went to Europe, he'd probably go before that even happened. But the D-League, they're really close, and they're, The Jazz is in Idaho, and they can shoot those guys back and forth, and they really like that stuff. The European guys are a guy that you got to worry, like Tomic, that the Jazz have the rights to, and they're trying to work out, you know, contract terms if they want to have him come over here. So the European guys, you store them, or like Raul Lopez was with the Jazz, or somebody like that. I can't remember whether they waited a year with Rudy Gobert or not, but those guys, you know, you're dealing with more than just giving them a phone call.
You mentioned in your article, considering that Jimmer Fredette, the National Player of the Year at BYU, is struggling to stay in the league, the odds of Haas succeeding in the NBA seem long. But Brandon Davies, who played with Haas and Fredette, lasted 78 games before signing with a team in France. The talent that was ahead of you, your upperclassmen, in the past, they have even struggled. I mean, obviously Jimmer's made a lot of money and has been able to stick around, but how long will that last?
Sure, and isn't it? It is so funny, and it was probably that way. You know, it's with the NFL, it's so much about the fit, you know, that you end up in, and maybe the Jazz. You know, maybe the Jazz wouldn't have a place for him, but Philadelphia needs a lot of.
Man down. I think we lost Brad Rock. We got the death tone. Beep beep beep. Marty believes in his son, obviously. Haas, I think, believes in himself. I feel like I'm NBA ready. I think if you ask Tyler Haas, can you play and compete in the NBA and make a difference? He'd say, of course I can. This is my dream.
Yeah. Nobody's no, just give no me a chance. Gonna, no kid is going to say
the no opposite. Competitor is going to say the opposite.
Yeah. Mm.
But I think he's grounded too. I think he understands that that there are great fits overseas, or even if he wanted to continue here in the United States, and you know he's going to have to correlate a little bit with his future wife.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they want to be at? Where do they want to stay? is she all that excited to go to the Philippines where he served his mission and while he plays basketball there? Is she excited to go to Belgium? Is she excited to go to Spain? Maybe. Is she excited to go to Russia? Some people are, some people aren't. Brad Rock back with us from the Deseret News. I was just talking to Brian about now he's got a counterpart that he's got to correlate with in this decision-making process. I know the Philippines came up in your discussions. How many ladies that are newlyweds are like, yeah, sign me up. Let's go to the Philippines. Let's go to Russia.
Yeah, really good point. If they're adventurous, you know, at what better time to do it? Marty talked about that. He said, me and my wife went over there. We had our first child there. And he said, we had a great cultural experience. And they really liked it. If your husband speaks the language, it's probably no problem. But if you don't speak the language, and you go over there, and I do know I've heard players say that their wives really had problems because the player would be gone on a road trip, and they'd be there and, had a problem going to the market to get something for their dinner. So, but I think in most cases, they pretty much sign up for it ahead of time, and they, you know, say, I'm committed to do this to see that he succeeds, and most of them are probably on board with it.
Do you know if Tyler is taking that into consideration? You know, his wife and his missus, and you know that's gonna play a role in what direction he wants to go.
It probably play a role. I didn't talk to him about it. The vibe I got from Marty is that is a real viable option. And, you know, the vibe I got, Ben, from this whole thing was that, Marty has discussed this stuff with Tyler, and they're getting their ducks lined up, and they got a plan B. Marty did say, I'm sure he can play in a league. I believe he can play in a league, but if not, as we were talking earlier, he said, don't obsess over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brad, we appreciate you joining us, giving us great insight into the minds of both Tyler and Marty. I'm sure it was enlightening for you. It was enlightening for us to have you on our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you, Brad. There you have it, Brad Rock from the Deseret News.